From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump chose Friday not to recertify Iran's 2015 nuclear deal. However, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his nation would continue to uphold the multinational pact, at least for now.
We will continue to cooperate with the IAEA in the framework of international treaties and the JCPOA. But if someday our interests are not realized and other parties want to violate their commitments, they should be aware that Iran will not hesitate a moment and will respond to them.
In the United Kingdom, Foreign Minister Boris Johnson highlighted Britain's next move.
We will work very hard to persuade our friends and partners in the US Congress that we think the deal has value. And there are many people in Congress who want to fix it, not nix it. They see the importance of keeping that deal going. But, of course, they also see the importance of constraining Iran in the region. And their discussion now is going to be about how you do that.
President Trump said his goal was to ensure Iran never obtains a nuclear weapon. The president also announced additional sanctions against Iranian individuals and leaders, including members of the brutal Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Briefing reporters on the new policy Thursday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made clear that the new policy would not alter the U.S. commitment to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media networks for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. European Union leaders could hand Theresa May an olive branch in deadlocked Brexit negotiations next week by launching their own internal preparations for a transition to a new relationship with Britain. Scarlett Vitanovich has that story.
On Thursday, the fifth round of talks ended with little progress. The European Union's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, declaring they were at an impasse.
This week we worked in a constructive spirit. We clarified certain points without, however, making any great steps forward.
An internal draft document suggests free trade talks could begin in December. And if May ups her offers on divorce terms, the EU will be ready to crack on straight away. On Friday, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Britain must commit to paying what it owes to the EU before talks can begin, and explained with new problems being found every day, the process will take longer than thought.
That was reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. Firefighters gained some ground in Northern California as the wildfires grew little in favorable weather, but crews face another battle against gusty winds, low humidity, and higher temperatures. Since igniting Sunday in spots across eight counties, the blazes have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Thus far, the fires have killed an unprecedented 32 people, but the death toll is expected to keep rising. Firefighters continue to hit the Tubbs Fire hard north of Calistoga as strong winds were expected to pick up in the afternoon on Friday and into the evening in the area, worrying officials that the blaze could jump a highway, putting the town of Calistoga square in the flames' crosshairs. Greg Bertelli with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
The winds blow from the north. Calistoga is going to be a concern, and if the winds shift, then Middletown. So that's why we're engaging so aggressively, like we always do.
Fire officials say about 5,700 homes and buildings have been destroyed and driven 90,000 people from where they live. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is urging Myanmar to make sure Rohingya Muslim refugees can return to their homes and not camps. Annan said that Myanmar's government needs to create conditions that will allow the refugees to return with dignity and with a sense of security and provide them help rebuilding in violence-wracked Rakhine State. Authorities in Nicaragua say three wildcat gold miners have died from asphyxiation caused by a pump that ran at the bottom of a 70-foot shaft. Vice President Rosario Murillo says the men were working in the Bonanza municipality about 400 kilometers northeast of the capital. One of the men was climbing out of the mine shaft when he slipped and fell, falling backwards.
That's the latest world news from VOA.